Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip.
Spring is right around the corner, and the wildflowers will be in bloom here in the Texas Hill Country in no time. Join us March 24th through April 18th for the Wine and Wildflower Journey Passport. Ticket holders will receive complimentary tastings at over 45 wineries, exclusive discounts on bottle purchases, and the chance to experience the most beautiful time of year in the Hill Country on this self-guided tour. A portion of the proceeds will go to the Texas Hill Country Association Scholarship Fund, helping students pursue careers in the Texas wine industry. Nothing like supporting a great cause while sipping award-winning wines. Tickets are on sale now at texashillcountrywineries.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I'm your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning in to this week's episode. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy this content. And if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into the Texas Wine Scene news. There's more big news out of the Texas Hill Country these days. The Texas Hill Country wineries are on a roll lately. Recently, we reported that the Texas Hill Country Wineries was a co-founding member of the Global Artisan Vintners Alliance, a newly established organization dedicated to fostering a beneficial and sustainable alliance among distinguished wine regions around the world. And now this week, the Texas Hill Country Wineries is proud to announce an exciting new partnership with Wine Folly, which is a globally recognized authority in wine education. The Texas Hill Country Wineries and Wine Folly are teaming up to develop a comprehensive guide to highlight the unique characteristics of the region, the wineries, and the wines of the Texas Hill Country Wineries members. This initiative will bring greater awareness to the region's growing prominence in the world of wine. The press release reads that Wine Folly will create an interactive guide showcasing the diverse terroir, winemaking styles, and must-visit wineries that make Texas Hill Country one of the most exciting wine regions in the United States. The president of the Texas Hill Country Wineries, Blake DeBerry, said, "With the execution of this agreement, we are excited to move our marketing efforts beyond the Texas Hill Country to wine enthusiasts across the globe. With this diverse microclimates, limestone-rich soils, and passionate winemakers, the Texas Hill Country wine regions continues to gain recognition as a premier American wine destination." January Weiss, executive director of the Texas Hill Country Winery, said, "This partnership will elevate our region's visibility and help consumers and trade professionals alike explore what makes our wineries and wine so special." The Texas Hill Country Regional Guide will list Texas Hill Country winery members and will be available online through Wine Follies platform, offering interactive maps, expert recommendations, and in-depth insights into the Texas Hill Country region's wines and wineries. So be on the lookout for this guide, which is expected to launch later this summer. Visit Brownwood in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Brown County, and the Brownwood Art Association has announced that they will be hosting their inaugural Spring Art Stomp event in downtown Brownwood on Saturday, March 29th. This sip and stroll style event will combine flavors from Texas wineries and breweries, along with local art from the community. Catherine Palmer, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Brown County, said, "We are excited to partner with Visit Brownwood and the Brownwood Art Association on this inaugural event. This is a great partnership that will highlight the arts in our community and a little bit of the club's arts programs while exploring downtown Brownwood, all to benefit local kids." In addition to art sales and demonstrations, there will be vendors, live music, and grape stomp experiences. All proceeds will directly benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Brown County. Participating wineries for this event include Wedding Oak Winery, Skies Over Texas, Peter's Prairie Vineyards, Brennan Vineyards, Pemberton Cellars, Blue Duck Winery, and Farmhouse Vineyards, just to name a few. For more information about this event, go to their website at visitbrownwood.com. In a recent Instagram post, Slate Theory Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas, announced it has officially opened the doors to their newly renovated tasting room. The post read, "Exceptional wine, great company, and perfect patio weather made for an unforgettable experience. We'd love seeing so many of you there sharing a bottle, making memories, and enjoying our new space. Cheers to many more weekends like this ahead." Slate Theory is a unique winery that prides itself in uncommon artistic styling with an impressive underground cellar. The brand is highly influenced by retro psychology, taking its name from English philosopher John Locke's blank slate theory, which hypothesizes that individuals are born without built-in mental content and proposing that all knowledge comes from experience or perception. If you haven't been to Slate Theory Winery in Fredericksburg, you owe it to yourself to take a visit to experience a tasting in its expansively impressive underground wine cellar. You won't be disappointed. In a recent press release from Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City, Texas, Carter Creek announced that they have released a wine made with new disease-resistant vines. To adopt a more sustainable, proactive approach to winemaking, Carter Creek Winery has released its first ever estate wine, the 2023 Estate Red, crafted from Pierce's disease-resistant vines grown on the property. According to Carter Creek winemaker John McPherson, the new wine is a blend of Walker varieties, Arante Noir and Passante Noir, two varietals with signature characteristics reflecting Petit Sirah, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Zinfandel grapes. These varietals are characterized by deep, purple-violet colors, hearty tannins, and aromas that have jammy fruit notes of plum, black cherry, blackberry, blueberry, with subtle herbal notes of oregano, lavender, and dried rose petals. McPherson said Carter Creek was among the first vineyards in the country to receive these new vines, which were planted on 7 acres on the Carter Creek property in 2020. He says, "The entire industry is very excited about these new grapes. We are thrilled to be among the early adopters of these vines, which will become increasingly prevalent as the industry has suffered over $100 million in losses in recent years due to this rampant disease, Pierce's disease." This milestone highlights the winery's commitment to innovation and sustainability in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. Located in the heart of the Texas Hill Country, Carter Creek Winery Resort and Spa features 78 luxury villas, a pampering spa, outdoor pool, the old 290 brewery restaurant, an on-site microbrewery, and winery with two tasting rooms and an outdoor event center which highlights top area musicians. Remember that tickets are still on sale for the Rootstock event in Waco, Texas on April 6th, and you can find those tickets at rootstockwinefest.com. Tickets are also on sale for the Granberry Wine Celebration happening on April 25th and 26th from 11 to 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at tickettaylor.com. Tickets are also available for the Frisco Uncorked event that are on the same weekend on April 26th, but from 12 to 6 p.m. And those tickets can be purchased at Frisco Uncorked at eventbrite.com. And that's your Texas wine scene news. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 64 degrees with low temperatures of 41 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 72 degrees with low temperatures of 49 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 66 degrees with low temperatures of 34 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 75 degrees with low temperatures of 44 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 81 degrees with low temperatures of 66 degrees. Join Wine for the People in Austin, Texas for their Dandy Release Party on Saturday, March 15th from 12 to 4 p.m. They're excited to host their biggest and pinkest celebration of the year, featuring the star of the show, the 2024 Dandy Rosé Wine. Enjoy a complimentary glass of the 2024 Dandy Rosé when you arrive. Listen to a little bit of live music, grab a bite of Thai food paired perfectly with your wine, and shop with local vendor Wonder Bliss Infinity Jewelry. We announced several weeks ago that Wine for the People had closed their tasting room in Fredericksburg, Texas, and they will be taking their show on the road doing pop-up events such as this one. So get out and support Ray Wilson as she continues to bring wine to the people. You can also join Wine for the People in association with William Chris Vineyards in High Texas for their La Valentia residency experience on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays from 10 to 4 p.m. in two-hour blocks. This one-of-a-kind barrel room tasting at William Chris Vineyards will allow you to experience a curated selection of four limited production wines thieved directly from the barrel. Each glass tells a story, offering you a deeper understanding of Ray Wilson's winemaking artistry and the unique terroir of Texas. For more information about these events, visit their website at wineforthepeople.com. Join Adega Vino Winery in Stonewall, Texas for their third annual Gumbo Fest on Saturday, March 15th from 12 to 4 p.m. What better way to celebrate Mardi Gras and springtime in the Texas Hill Country other than a festival focused on food, wine, and music? Your ticket purchase includes one free glass of wine, gumbo, red beans and rice, and king cake created by the amazing Real New Orleans-style restaurant, all while listening to the energetic live music provided by Zotico Blanco. For more information about this event, visit their website at adegavino.com. Join the Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas for their Spring Art and Wine and Dine Showcase on Sunday, March 16th from 12 to 2 p.m. Indulge in a wine and food pairing experience that will delight your palate and feed your soul. Relax and enjoy live music as each wine is wonderfully paired with spring-inspired dishes alongside Texas Wine Collective wines, all while admiring stunning, locally inspired art. For more information on this event, visit their website at texaswinecollective.com. High Metal Winery in High Texas is inviting you and your special someone out to their Elegance Uncorked, a Sip and Twirl event on Saturday, March 15th at 7:30 p.m. Enjoy a night where timeless sophistication meets the joy of discovery. Begin the evening with a glass of sparkling wine, continuing to a sumptuous dinner experience featuring a centerpiece of tender beef Wellington, accompanied by fine wine and decadent desserts. This will be an evening to celebrate elegance, connection, and the art of living beautifully. For more information about this event, visit their website at highmetal.com. How about taking your wine knowledge to the next level while sipping and savoring wine in a fun and vibrant environment? If that sounds like something you're interested in, then join Lost Oak Cellars in Burney, Texas for their Wine Wisdom event starting on Sunday, March 16th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Wine goes in and wisdom comes out in this three-part Texas wine series designed to delight your palate and expand your appreciation of wine with an emphasis on Texas wine. Part 1, Red Wines, The Bold and the Beautiful, will help you discover the rich, complex world of red wines. You'll explore the flavors, aromas, and nuances that make red wines a timeless favorite. Part 2, held on Sunday, March 30th, featuring crisp and refreshing white wines, will delve into the vibrant and diverse world of white wine. You'll learn the key differences and how to spot the best whites for any occasion. Part 3, Perfect Pairings, will tie it all together on Sunday, April 13th, as you learn how to pair wines with your favorite dishes for a harmonious dining experience. Lost Oak Cellars food and wine experts will guide you through a complimentary and contrasting wine and flavors course, ensuring you're ready to impress your family and friends at your next gathering. Whether you're a wine enthusiast or a casual sipper, this series is the perfect opportunity to explore new wines, learn from experts, and enjoy great company. For more information and registration for this event, visit their website at lostoakwinery.com. Head on out to Dove Ridge Winery in Weatherford, Texas for a suspenseful and intriguing evening of wine tasting as they present their True Crime and Wine event on Friday, March 14th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Join John Matthews, a veteran police officer. He will present a firsthand account of his capture of Dallas's notorious serial killer. You'll learn about Oak Cliff, Texas in the 1980s and 1990s. You'll learn about the investigation, the arrest, and the unusual evidence that brought down the eyeball killer. For more information about this truly interesting and intriguing wine tasting event, visit their website at Visit True Crime and Wine The Eyeball Killer at Eventbrite.com. The Ironwood Barn at the Von Erich Ranch in Burney, Texas is having their grape gathering event on Saturday, March 15th from 11 to 4 p.m. This event is perfect for wine enthusiasts and anyone ready to enjoy delicious wines, great food, live music, an artisan market, and great company all in a beautiful setting. Don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity to taste some of the finest wines around. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit Grape Gathering at Ironwood at Eventbrite.com. Join Enoch Stomp Vineyard and Winery in Harlton, Texas for their Viva España event on Saturday, March 15th at 6 p.m. Take a journey through Spain with Enoch Stomp's sommeliers and Chef Matt as they pair five carefully chosen wines with food items full of Spanish flavor. Enoch sommeliers and wine ambassadors will enhance your wine pairing experience by detailing each of the featured wines. For more information about this event, visit enochstomp.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Lob Lolly Cellars in San Antonio, Texas gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Megan Oberle on stage Sunday, March 16th from 3 to 5 p.m. Dry Comal Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels will have Buddy Vargas on stage Friday, March 14th from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by Tony Taylor on stage Saturday, March 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Hamilton Pool Vineyards in Round Mountain, Texas will have Acquired Taste on stage Sunday, March 16th from 2 to 5 p.m. Fiesta Winery in La Meta, Texas will let Brian Gross jam out on Saturday, March 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas has a full slate of musical talent for your spring break week, starting with Jeff Wood on stage Saturday, March 15th from 1 to 5 p.m. Christopher Levette will pick up the musical baton on Monday, March 17th from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Jake Martin on stage Tuesday, March 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. as well. Jeff Wood will return to the stage on Wednesday, March 19th from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Jake Martin as he revisits the stage on Thursday, March 20th from 2 to 6 p.m. as well. Barnhill Vineyards in Anna, Texas will have the best of the 90s and 2000s on stage Saturday, March 15th at 7:30 p.m. Featherstone Ranch Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas will let Timberwild rock the house on Saturday, March 15th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas will have Six Gun Sound on stage Friday, March 14th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., followed by Larry Lozano and the La Raza Connection covering Santana on stage Saturday, March 15th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. as well. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville will have Carried Away and Gunpowder and Lead on stage Saturday, March 15th from 7 to 9 p.m., followed by Super Trooper on stage Sunday, March 16th from 3 to 5 p.m. Arrowhead Creek Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas will have Jeff Wood on stage Saturday, March 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas will have Eric Korb on stage Saturday, March 15th from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Gabe Wooton on stage Sunday, March 16th from 2 to 5 p.m. Augusta Venn Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas has a fantastic music lineup for the weekend, starting with Jeff Wood on stage Friday, March 14th from 12 to 3 p.m., followed by Dylan Haven on stage Saturday, March 15th from 12 to 3 p.m. as well. The beautiful Nalani Caballero will be on stage on Saturday, March 15th from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m., followed by the smooth sounds of DV Jazz on stage Sunday, March 16th from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will have Mud Wheel on stage Friday, March 14th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., followed by Jennifer Martin on stage Saturday, March 15th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Sloan and Williams Winery in Grapevine, Texas will have Martin Brothers on stage Saturday, March 15th from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Michael Ross Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas, will have Homer Wisenant on stage Saturday, March 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Barron's Creek Vineyards in McKinney, Texas, will have Chip Davis on stage Saturday, March 15th from 5:30 to 8 p.m., followed by Sean Russell on stage in the Georgetown location Sunday, March 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. Lost Oak Winery in Burney, Texas, will have Rathmore Celtic Rock on stage at the Burleson location on Friday, March 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. Chasing Texas will take the stage at the Burleson location as well on Saturday, March 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. Marker Cellars in Bridgeport, Texas, will have Zane Browning on stage Saturday, March 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. OG Cellars in Sunset, Texas, will have Blake Aaron Davis on stage Saturday, March 15th from 3 to 6 p.m. Whistling Duck Winery in Weimar, Texas, will let Valerie Lee provide the musical tunes on Saturday, March 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. And Busted Oak Cellars in Carmine, Texas, will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Fred Lowry on stage Friday, March 14th from 6 to 9 p.m., followed by Frank Martin Gilligan on stage Saturday, March 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. The Sam Brown Band will take the stage on Sunday, March 16th from 2 to 5 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Well, that would do it for this weekend's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas wine scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, winemaker profiles, and much, much more. So visit their new and improved website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review. Let us know how we're doing and share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends.